We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Welcome to a wonderful Monday morning, January in 2023. We pray that you are having an incredibly awesome day. I hope you had a marvelous time at church, that you worshiped the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that when you left, you were inspired spiritually and you were motivated to be living for Jesus with all that you have inside of me. And so I know that the holidays are now behind us, and you might be looking to do some upgrades around your house. And if you're looking at doing some construction and need some concrete work done, maybe you've got a damaged driveway and you need an area of your driveway repaired or something like that, I want to tell you about Jits Concrete. 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. They have been living in Brevard County for decades. They have been at Merritt Assembly of God longer than I've been at Merritt Assembly of God. They have, like I said, decades and decades of experience with concrete, and they have a great amount of expertise knowing the type of concrete, the thickness of concrete, when to pour the concrete, you know, the curing time of concrete, how to form it, how to pour it, how to finish it, all of that. And there's a lot of artistic work that is involved in that, and they've done a great job for us. They'll do a great job for you. And they have a great work ethic. It's, there's not a job that I've been on with them that I've had to say, hey, when are you going to finish this? They have a work ethic that is like, oh, wow, that didn't take them, nearly as long as it would have taken me. And, so I encourage you, if you've got a project coming up that you need some concrete work done, give them a call, because it will be a blessing in your life. So today we are going to be transitioning to another passage of Scripture. We're still dealing with Matthew 7:23, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And today we are going to go to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. And we are going to be reading from verse number 11 all the way down to the end of the chapter. It says, O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. Now, in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness, and what accord has Christ with Belial, or what part has a believer with an unbeliever, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So here, Paul describes the dynamic of the relationship that he has had with the church at Corinth, and how he spoke to them. He said, we have spoken openly to you, and our heart is wide open. In our contemporary culture that we are living in, this is something that is very rare, because people will take your vulnerabilities and your transparency, and they will attack you and weaponize you with the things that you share. I'm pretty transparent here. You know, a lot of times people would say, well, let me tell you the truth. Well, that means that you might not have been telling the truth. And really, it's just a figure of speech. What we're talking about is making ourselves vulnerable by loving someone enough to communicate with them, to try and enhance their spiritual journey, and try and create this holy relationship with other believers, because we share the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I've known some pastors, and their mindset was this: when we get up there as a staff, we don't have any problems. As far as anybody knows, everything is going absolutely glorious in your life and in my life. We don't share any of our vulnerabilities. Well, I want you to know that that sort of performance mindset, it wouldn't communicate well with me. I heard T.D. Jakes preaching a sermon one time, and he said, you know, I know that there are some of you who grew up in the church, and some of you who you've never done anything really traumatic. You've never done anything that, you know, would get potentially get you into trouble. And you've never really had to be delivered of much. And he said, I just want you to know that if that's your testimony, I appreciate your testimony, but you're not going to be able to relate to me. You know, he shares that before he became well known, that he used to drive around preaching the gospel wherever he could, and he would be driving on a car with bald tires, and everywhere he went, he was going by faith, and it was really kind of a divine moment when Paul Crouch came across T.D. Jakes preaching at a conference that was put on by a pastor in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then really, you know, God had been telling him, get ready, get ready, get ready. And all of a sudden, he went from obscurity to being a very high-profile pastor in the country. And a lot of people can relate with their experiences. Now, you know, he makes a lot of money now through his books and all of that sort of stuff. And that part I'm not going to be able to relate to, but you know, I happen to enjoy hearing his preaching, you know, 'cause when he opens up, I went to a district council one time where all of the ministers from the area of Florida that we live in came together. And again, this was a mega church pastor. But when he got up to share, he did not share about the fact he was pastoring one of the largest Assembly of God churches in the country. He got up and shared about the church that he had planted and he poured 5 years of his life into, and they finally closed the doors, and he thought that he was done with ministry. And he shared how this struggling church in Springfield, Missouri, called him and said, we believe that God wants you to come and be our pastor. And he told them no repeatedly, and they kept coming back, and he ended up saying yes, and God ended up doing amazing things through his ministry in that particular community. For me, I don't necessarily want to hear how perfect you are. I want to know about the victories that God has given to you. And that's, you know, so I'm not afraid to share stories from my life. I tell people the reason I share stories about my life is I know that I'm not going to get mad at myself. Everything that I preach, God makes me live. And so if I preach on correction, guess what? Whenever God starts preparing me for the message, I can rest assured that I'm getting ready to experience the correction of God in some area of my life. I had such a track record of whatever it was that God was quickening in my heart and I was going through that I said, hey, God, how about I get to preach on blessing since you're making me live out everything? And, you know, in all honesty, Merit Assembly of God is blessed beyond anybody else's expectations of what a church our size could be blessed. It's glorious. Now, I'm not satisfied yet. I want us to be more impactful and influential in our community, but all of that flows from the blessing of God. So, you know, our mission statement is we are blessed by God to be a blessing. We are to be a blessing to God. We are to be a blessing to our families. We are to be a blessing to our church, to our community, and to people around the world. We're supposed to be a blessing spiritually, physically, relationally. We try and be a universal agent of blessing. And so Paul said, we have spoken openly to you and our heart is wide open. So I need to share with you that if you take your hands and you open them up as if you are going to give someone a hug, at that point in time, you have made yourself vulnerable. Anytime you open up yourself, your heart, your mind, your emotions, anytime you open yourself up to love, I need to prepare you for this. You are vulnerable to pain. You are vulnerable to someone who feels threatened attacking you. You are vulnerable to that person also opening up their heart to you and loving you, but we live in a fallen world and all of us have an appointment with death, or we have an appointment with the trumpet. I prefer the trumpet, but 99% of all humanity, the people that you love, at some point in time, one of you is going to experience the pain of loss. And I want you to understand, that doesn't mean that you're supposed to live your life closed off. I'm telling you that loving God and loving people is worth the vulnerabilities and it's worth the pain. Now, here's what happens. If you've loved like Jesus loved and you've been betrayed like Jesus was betrayed, our tendency is wanting to recoil like a turtle into its shell so that we don't ever experience pain again. But if that's what you do, you will never eat. You will never receive nourishment. You will never go anyplace, and you will die a very safe but a very lonely existence. Church is not a pain-free place. It's never meant, you know. I told you I worked for a pastor, and he wanted to put up on the church sign, what this sign needs is a few more good sinners. And so we need sinners to put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and be able to walk with them in a compassionate manner as the Holy Spirit has his cleansing work in their life. So whatever you do, if you've been hurt, I understand. I've been there. I've been on both sides of that equation. I've been the one wounded, and I've been the one that unintentionally wounded someone else. You know, but let Jesus be your healer. Let Jesus be your healer, and don't be afraid to love people with the love that Jesus has placed inside of you. Verse number 12 says, you are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. So you can be walking in some of these large facilities. You can be walking in a sports complex. And a lot of times you will see signs that say restricted access, authorized personnel only. In that case, there has been a determination by the person who owns or manages the complex that the general public does not get to go there. Everyone does not get to go there. It is for people who have permission, have the badge, have the purpose, and they can go into that place, and they are not trespassing. They're not going to get into any trouble. But if you are not authorized to be there, you do not get to go there. You don't have access. Your access is limited. You are restricted from achieving anything in that particular area of life. I want you to know that the kingdom of God does not operate in that manner. You live in a unrestricted access lifestyle. You have unrestricted access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You have unrestricted access to the throne room of heaven. You and I have more access to the Word of God and the tools that will help us to understand the Word of God and learn the Word of God more than any other time in history. With all of the access to spiritual resources that we have, the tools and the technology that are available to us, the you know, churches on every street corner and everything like that, we are losing ground to the general population in the degree of influence, so that Christianity is shrinking here in America instead of expanding. Is that a God problem, or is that an us problem? And Paul says it's an us problem. What he says here is that the things that restrict me and the things that restrict you, the things that prevent us from accomplishing everything God wants us to accomplish, those restrictions come not because of some external no trespassing sign, but it comes because of our internal affections and desires and the things that distract us because of the cares of this world. So if I were to ask you today a very difficult question, it would be this. What is restricting you in your growing, in your relationship with God? What is it that is preventing you from breaking new ground in your relationship with Jesus Christ in 2023? If you don't ever identify it, you will never deal with it. So, probably the best way to deal with that is to not lean upon your own observations, not lean upon the observations of other people, but ask the Holy Spirit, what is there in my life that's restricting me in my journey with Christ? The reason I say to pray and ask for His insight is because His insight is perfect. It's unbiased. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen people that I've read stories of people who've literally committed mass murder, and their family members would go to court and they would say something like this. They were such a good boy. He was such a good boy. I don't know how he could have done this. He is such a good boy. And their relationship and their affection have skewed their perception as to the reality of what was going on in that individual's life. If we're not careful, we will extend mercy to ourselves while denying mercy to those around us, even when the same activity is being dealt with. Because we demand mercy for ourselves and we want justice for other people. That's called an unrighteous standard, an unjust standard. The scales are not equal. And so we really need God to identify and say, okay, this is what is restricting you in your growth with Christ. For here in this passage, Paul identifies the restrictions of the Corinthians as being the things that they were affectionate over. So I know a young man who was doing great in his relationship with Jesus, but then he got involved in a romantic relationship. This is not in Florida, so, you know, I'm not talking about anybody around here. Doing great in his relationship with God, gets involved in a romantic relationship, and the next thing you know, he's completely turned his back on God. If you want to try and plug a name in there, you don't need to plug a name. You need to plug a volume of names in there. You can't exclude old people, because I've seen young people go through that. I've seen older people go through that. It is a song that never ends. It just changes the names to protect the guilty. It happens. There's something in your life. And so for me, you know, I share my hobby is golf. It is what I like to do, to go out and relax. But that thing isn't going to restrict my life with God. I'm not going to be golfing 40 hours a week. You know, I don't know how people can play that much. I really don't. Retired or not retired, I don't see how you can do it. For some of you, it might not be golf. It might be television. For some of you, it might be social media. What is it that is restricting your growth is something that you're affectionate about, but it is an inordinate affection because it is displacing your affection for God, and it's preventing maturity, it's preventing growth, it's preventing evangelism, fruitfulness. I will tell you, last year we started our Fire Bible Discipleship Study, and it is probably the number one most well-received. I've got board members that tell me this was a phenomenal idea. Phenomenal idea. Because our church wants to be a church that makes disciples, who makes disciples, who makes disciples. It only took me 29 and a half years to get to this point. So, you know what I'd like to do? Help someone who's much younger in the process and say, you know what? You need to be involved in something like this. We've always been about preaching the word. We've always been about teaching the word, but this is something that is helping people to grow in their understanding of the word so that they can address the difficult things. For some of you, it may be your affection for things. It may be your affection for money. I'm not here to tell you what the problem is. I'm here to encourage you to get that restriction out of your life. And for most of us, that means we're going to have to change the things that we are affectionate about, that we prioritize in such a manner that God gets moved down instead of being exalted. We need to put things under God's authority instead of putting things on the throne in place of God's authority. So, with that being said, 2023 is filled with possibilities for me. It's filled with possibilities for Merit Assembly of God, and it's filled with possibilities for you. If we will change our affections, make God our highest priority, the restrictions of what are possible will come off. All things are possible through Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, but without him, we can't do anything. I pray that you will fall in love with unrestricted, unhindered growth in the kingdom of God. We'll see you next time right here.
Thank
on
you
Refresh.
For tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.